Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Please welcome Senator Chris Murphy to The Daily Show.
Senator Murphy, it must feel at some point like you are, you know, going up against an immovable force. It must feel at some point like you're engaging in a conversation that seems to go around and around in circles, but it seems like in and around this time, there is some movement, there are some Republicans who have said, you know what, maybe there is something we should be doing, even if it is not the perfect solution. Let's jump straight into that and talk about what you've seen in terms of a bipartisan move to change what gun safety should be in America.
Well, Trevor, thanks for having me on. And it does feel often like deja vu repeating itself. 10 years I've been at this. The American public has made up their mind. There's nothing in this country that's as popular as changing the gun laws to make our kids safer. 90% of Americans support things like making sure that everybody has to go through a background check before they buy a gun. But we run up against this brick wall, which is the power of the gun industry and the gun lobby. But you're right. It does feel different this time. I just got off the phone, off a Zoom call with about 10 or 12 Republicans and Democrats that are trying to pass something that will save lives, not do everything, but try to break this logjam. And I think it's because of the, you know, very unique cataclysmic nature of this last mass shooting, but also because over the last 10 years, you know, we've built an anti-gun violence movement that is powerful, that has just as many members and just as much money as the NRA and the gun lobby has, and that has started to have an impact. So I don't know whether this is going to succeed. I've been, you know, Charlie Brown kicking a football that gets pulled out from under me over and over again enough times to know that maybe this won't turn out differently. But I owe it to the families in Texas, the families in my state, in Sandy Hook, to give it a try.
What seems to be the holdup? What are some of the internal conversations that you're having? You know, without betraying anybody's trust, what are the sticking points? Because if so many Americans, if such a large percentage is in support of many of these common sense measures, why then do their representatives not seem able to put those things into effect?
Well, right now, this is a problem only inside the Republican Party. Every single Democrat in the Senate would support things like expanded background checks. And the reason that it's a problem in the Republican Party is that to win a Republican primary today, a lot of my colleagues think that you need the endorsement of the gun lobby, not just because of the money that comes from groups like the NRA, but because, you know, associating yourself with the gun industry has become kind of a proxy for a broader set of conservative values. And so we've got to solve that problem for Republicans. We've got to find another way for them to demonstrate how conservative they are without having to do the bidding of an industry that is supported by only 10% of their constituents. But that's starting to change, because now a lot of Republicans are starting to see that if they vote for things, you know, like restrictions on assault weapons, they actually will be rewarded by larger numbers of their constituents than ever before that support these things. So I think the political calculations of some of my colleagues are beginning to change, but it's slow. You know, for decades, they were told you can never, ever beat the gun lobby in an election. That's not true anymore, but it takes a little while for that lesson to be learned.
Let's talk about some of the concrete steps then you're looking to take. You know, every mass shooting in America is followed very promptly by people saying, this wouldn't be solved by that solution. This solution wouldn't solve that problem. And it becomes a chicken and the egg scenario that never seems to end. What are some of the concrete measures that you can take now to change some of the gun laws in America to make the country safer, at least, if not perfect.
Yeah, and I think it's really important to remember that there's a mass slaughter in this country every single day. I get it. There's good reason why this country pays more attention after a catastrophe like Uvalde, but there's 110, 120 people every single day who die from guns. And in fact, since Uvalde, there's been 18 mass shootings in the United States. Now, it was 4 people, 10 people, 12 people, not enough to get the headlines, but there's a crisis every single day. What are we talking about? Red flag laws. These are the laws that allow you to take guns away temporarily from kids like this guy in Uvalde, who is showing signs of doing something disastrous. We're talking about strengthening our background check system. We're not going to get all the way to universal background checks, but making sure that more gun sales come with these background checks. We're talking about money for community anti-violence initiatives, trying to wrap services around at-risk kids, especially in our cities where poverty also often leads to violence. That could make a big impact as well. So it's not everything I want, but it would be the most significant set of gun reforms in really 30 years, and we're closer than ever to getting it done.
There are many people who voted for Democrats who I think would sometimes look enviously at what Republicans are able to do despite you know, their setbacks. You know, we've seen what Mitch McConnell has been able to do with the Supreme Court. We've seen what Republicans have been able to do with abortion and restricting it around the country. Do you ever consider these options? Do you ever think to yourself, oh man, we should also be looking at ways to use the tools and the mechanisms that are present to us in America to get something done? Or is there a reason that you don't take that approach?
Well, right now, we have a majority in the House, the Senate, that support expanding background checks to every gun sale, which would probably save the most lives. We have a president who will sign that bill. The problem is the rules of the Senate right now require you to get 60 votes, not 50 votes, in order to pass a bill like that. So for the American people, it's frustrating, right? Because they did their job. They put majorities in the House, the Senate, a president of the White House who support what they support, expanded protections when it comes to our nation's kids and the safety of our communities. But the rules of the Senate stand in the way. Now, when Mitch McConnell wanted to get conservatives on the Supreme Court to outlaw abortion, he changed the rules of the Senate. But right now, we are a few votes shy in the Democratic caucus of changing the rules now that we're in charge. So yes, I don't think we should deliberately adopt the policies of Mitch McConnell, but I do think that when we have power, when the voters have given us power, we should listen to them and do what the majority of Americans want us to do.
Well, I'm sure most Americans would hope, in fact, all, that you're not Charlie Brown this time, the ball doesn't get taken away and something actually gets done. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us, and we hope to see you again.
Thanks.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.